This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A nationwide survey in China found that 17% of the population reported mental disorders, with anxiety the most common. Attorney General William Barr has issued an order barring bail for any immigrant seeking asylum. Most employers, 82% of companies with more than 200 workers, offer some sort of wellness program like smoking cessation or weight management, according to the latest survey by Kaiser. Illegal sports gambling market in the U.S. is estimated to be worth $150 billion. Trump is the only president in the history of Gallup polling never to earn the support of a majority of Americans for even one single day of his term, always staying between 35 and 45%. The FDA ordered the two remaining medical device companies selling surgical mesh for the repair of pelvic organ prolapse to stop sales and distribution in the U.S. Justice Department is proposing terminating a court decree barring socialist pioneer and five-time presidential candidate Eugene Debs, dead for almost a century, from disrupting Midwestern railroads. African-American workers have received smaller pay increases in recent years compared with other racial groups, despite unemployment for black Americans trending at historic lows. Sony Corporation is cracking down on sexual content in PlayStation 4 video games globally, reflecting the depiction of women in games and the hashtag MeToo movement. Alan Garcia, a former two-term president of Peru, died after shooting himself when the authorities tried to arrest him in connection with one of the corruption scandals involving the Brazilian construction company Odebrecht. Denmark, Belgium, Sweden, and France spend the largest percentage of their economies on social welfare programs for working-age citizens, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Saudi Arabia has 33 million people, most of whom are young, younger than 30, and nearly 13% unemployment rate. TikTok, the Chinese video app, whose growth has been viral, has 120 million users in India and more than half a billion worldwide. On the Federal Trade Commission, the two Democrats voted to fine companies falsely labeling their products as made in America, while the three Republicans voted to let them get away with it. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.